begin the second day of the Combine for your home for Vikings football, FM 100.3 The Fan, with one of our very favorites, Mike Mayock from NFL Network, joins us right out of the gate. You on the grind right now?
Oh, I'm running. I'm running, man.
It's 9 o'clock Central Time, and you're already sighing.
It's gonna it's a long few days. It's a fun few days.
Yeah. Yes.
Can you get something in my ear here? But I love the week because you get to see some, try to get some answers to some questions you have. But yeah. Man, it's a long week. Yeah.
Well, you're from your draft preparation standpoint, off the off what you do, yeah. Off 2013 via college tape, then the Senior Bowl, which I know is very important to you, through where we are now. How set for the draft are you? How much will change for instance from these top five rankings that we see at NFL.com?
I try not to change them too much, but I'll tell you what happens is you get through all this tape and you get a feel for a kid, but yeah. Then you have questions. How fast really is Darqueze Dennard? Mm-hmm. Okay. How fast is Kyle Fuller, the corner from Virginia Tech, who I really liked on tape? And when you get an apples to apples comparison, it's not football, it's gym shorts, but at least you get an apples to apples and a 40-yard dash and the cones and all the rest.
Yep.
And it begins to give you some answers to some questions you have. So to answer, Paul, that's really, to me, this is a cross check. And it forces me to go back positively or negatively. And my saying is always fast guys run fast, slow guys run slow, and I don't care if that's what happens. What changes things for me is when the opposite, a fast guy runs slow or a slow guy runs fast.
Yeah. Hmm. Hey, Vikings at 8, if you were to make us better from 8, say they keep 8, just looking at the landscape of the quarterback situation, defense historically bad as the Vikings went last year, Vikings at 8, what do you think?
I'm hoping they fall in love with a quarterback and he's there. But the key is, you know, you already have a first-round quarterback on your roster, and you got to figure out if you like the new quarterback, the prospective quarterback, better than Ponder.
Yeah.
And if you do, you pull the trigger if he's available. If he's not available, and let's say all three quarterbacks go in the first five picks, which could happen.
You mean okay? Bridgewater, Manziel, Bortles.
Yeah, let's say they all go.
Right.
I would love if a guy like Khalil Mack was sitting there. If Khalil Mack was sitting there, I think he's one of the best two or three players in this draft.
Tell people a little bit about Mack, as he is a real possibility for the Vikings and at a position of need for the Vikings.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'd take him with the first pick.
Wow.
Let alone the eighth pick. Okay,
right.
That's how I feel about Khalil Mack.
Well, I guess he can play nickel.
Khalil Mack can play anywhere in the front, okay?
Yeah.
And if you put the – here he is, a kid from Buffalo, right? University
yeah.
of Buffalo. If you put the tape on against Ohio State, he dominates Ohio State like nobody I've ever seen dominate him.
Hmm.
He's explosive off the edge. He's tough. He's twitchy. He's got a little edge about him. I feel like he's, when I watch him on tape, I feel like he's pissed off at the world. And I like that.
Yeah.
Okay? And then you put on a tape, I think it was Kent State, and he drops into coverage like a safety. Reads the quarterback's eyes, undercuts a route, one-handed interception. And I'm going, what can't this kid do? He must be a bad kid off the field. And then I find out he's a really good kid off the field.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, you talk about a guy like Clowney, who's just got superhuman abilities versus this kid. And if I had a choice between the two, I think I'm going Mac.
Would Mac set up for the Vikings? Does they yeah. need both outside linebacker Mac, and D end? Is he going to play
Mac
D-end?
Sets up for everybody, okay? He can play. He's probably a prototype 34 outside linebacker, but
okay.
He can play Sam. And in today's NFL, where your sub package is on the field 70% of the time, that's where he's going to really shine in pass rush situations. You can rush him. You can drop him. He could play anywhere in the front.
Hey, Mike, with the analysis of quarterbacks, you know, and sometimes with people overthinking a little bit at this time of the year, Johnny Manziel has the charisma, makes things happen outside of the pocket,
yeah.
specifically when plays break down. Blake Bortles, you're hearing Ben Roethlisberger size-like comparisons, certainly not arm strength-like comparisons. But at the end of the equation, off everything yeah. you've seen, whether you think that they'll pan out and be great down the road, Teddy Bridgewater's the best of the bunch, right?
Well, I think he's the most NFL-ready of the bunch, okay? I think I haven't seen them throw the ball live yet, and that's important for me for all three of them, okay? I've seen a bunch of tape, and sometimes, Paul, I think we over-evaluate on tape, and we find that he can't do this, he can't do that, but what can he do? I think the good coaches identify what they can do and build around them. Bridgewater's ready for the NFL. Manziel, I want to believe in him. I like watching him play. And I think you have to evaluate him completely different than every other quarterback that I've seen in 10 years. And Bortles is a guy that I think can develop into a quality quarterback. So I like all three, but none of them is Andrew Luck.
With Johnny Manziel, I've heard so much that he's so good when the play breaks down. I want a quarterback who's good when the play doesn't break down.
Yeah.
I want a quarterback who's good within the structure, and then you deal with the circumstances when they have to improvise.
The biggest issue, PA, and the question is, will he develop that characteristic you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because the two teams that gave him the most trouble this year were LSU and Missouri, and what they basically did was have a very disciplined pass rush where he had to sit in the pocket. And the longer he sat in the pocket, the more frustrated he got. Mm. The less accurate he was, the worse his decision-making was. So when he can scoot up and around, and he's awesome. When chaos ensues, he's awesome. But when you keep him in that pocket, he gets frustrated.
Mike Mayock, NFL Network, from the Combine in Indy.
Mike, in Minnesota, we are comparing Manziel a lot to Fran Tarkenton. Do you think that's a fair comparison?
I had to do a press conference the other day, and people asked me for a comparison, and I said it's a combination of Doug Flutie and Fran Tarkenton, and I mean that as a sincere compliment. I mean, Fran Tarkenton is one of the best quarterbacks that ever played, and Flutie had an element to his game that was awesome.
Yeah.
And I think when he's at his best, when you watch the Alabama tape, I that was the first tape I put in, and I have on my notes Tarkenton/Flutie.
Hey, Mike, the general manager, Rick Spielman, has been very comfortable the last X amount of years trading to the end of the first round. Harrison Smith with Baltimore, Cordarrelle Patterson with New England. If he does that again this year, taking the 40th overall pick and maybe one of the two third-rounders and whatever, and getting into that spot for a quarterback, do you have a preference, Derek Carr, A.J. McCarron, Jimmy Garoppolo, if that is the modus operandi?
I've got Carr as my fourth quarterback, so for me, the logic would dictate he'd be the guy in that slot. Now, you better make sure you think Derek Carr can compete and hopefully be better than what you have on your own roster if you're going to make that move. And I think as fans, we get too carried away with who's the fourth quarterback and we'll go get him.
Yeah.
The general manager's more concerned, can that fourth quarterback beat out our quarterback? And that's really the key question.
Right.
Do you worry with Carr in that he played from a smaller school and then in the bowl game had a chance to compete against a high-level opponent and didn't play very well? How much does that weigh into your evaluation of him?
I didn't like his USC tape.
Yeah.
Okay? And he didn't make four throws in that game that were big throws that he needed to make and were open, and he missed all four of them. Now, he took a beating in that game that he wasn't used to taking a beating. So you don't want to kill a kid for one game, but you want to be aware of that.
If Georgia's Aaron Murray vets out with the doctors,
where
are you comfortable with him going, and would he be a good fit for the Vikings?
I think he and the Mettenberger kid from LSU are interesting conversations. Both of them coming off ACLs, different kinds of quarterbacks. Mettenberger's a bigger, stronger kid with a better arm.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to go in the third or fourth. I think Aaron Murray doesn't have the arm strength, but he's a more accurate kid. And I think he's more of a fourth-round guy if he checks out.
Vikings have some need at cornerback. Well, really, to a great degree, throughout their secondary. Is it a little bit of a one-cornerback draft, and is it too early at 8 to be thinking about perhaps taking Denard?
I like this corner draft. Denard, the kid Gilbert from Oklahoma State, are the two top corners on most people's boards. They're very different type corners.
Yeah.
I happen to like the Virginia Tech kid, Kyle Fuller, who a lot of people think are a second or third round pick. I have a first round grade on him.
Okay.
And he could be sitting there when the Vikings pick in the second round.
Yeah.
Now, and the kid from TCU, Verrett, is a second round guy who I think has everything but size. I think there's some depth in this class. And if they pulled the trigger for Denard, if Denard runs 4.5 or better, I'm all in on him anywhere they want to take him.
You like Sammy Watkins a lot, the receiver from Clemson?
Love him.
Three pick.
Well, there's this whole thing about whether a wideout should be a top 10 pick, and you look at Julio and you look at AJ Green and you go, they were pretty good, right? Well, this kid is a world class sprinter. Catches everything, great hands, in and out of breaks. I can go on and on with the football stuff, but the thing I like most about him is his toughness. He's a wide receiver with an edge. He ear holes linebackers. He runs over safeties. I love the kid.
Given we're Notre Dame North with the Blantons and Sullivans and Harrison Smith and so on, if we end up with a Notre Dame kid, that guard Watt, I believe it's Chris Watt.
Chris Watt's awesome.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
I went back and watched. You would think I'd know the Notre Dame kids, right? But I kind of felt like I had to go back and redo them after the season.
Yeah.
I thought that Zach Martin was a top 20 pick, and I think Chris Watt's a third-round guard that's going to start in the NFL.
Last one for Mike Mayock, NFL Network. Charge.
Mike, just to go back to quarterback for a minute, Vikings are at 8. There are teams with a lot of quarterback need before them.
Yeah.
What do you think the probability is? And you can't know, and you know, this is just speculation, probability that the Vikings end up taking a quarterback at 8. I'm saying it just doesn't feel like that's it's going to shake out that way.
It's friggin' February.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Friggin' February. They're not even on the field yet in the combine.
I know.
You want to know if they're going to take a quarterback at 8 or one's going to be available.
I'm not saying
Here's the problem. Rick Spielman doesn't know yet who he's going to take at 8.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the Houston Texans don't know who they're going to take at 1. How the heck am I supposed to know?
I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of teams that quarterback need before the Vikings. That's all I'm saying.
You are correct.
All right.
Thanks for making time to stop by.
My pleasure,
man.
Schedule.
We'll watch you all weekend on NFL Network.
Thanks for the time.
Mike Mayock, NFL Network. Minnesota Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer joins us next from Indianapolis at the 2014 Scouting Combine on the Fan.